And I'm going to ask for just a second of silence if you could mute yourselves now. And if you can't figure out how to mute yourselves, you'll probably want to sing very softly as we sing together the opening hymn. It's number 405, and the lyrics are in the full-size bulletin and in the two-page bulletin for All Things Bright and Beautiful. I invite you to mute if you wish for the confession of sin. Unmute. And if you haven't done this before, when we're unmuted, it sounds really jumbled, but just keep speaking, because if you just keep speaking, it sounds like one voice on the recording. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful
God,
We confess
that we have sinned against you,
thought, word, and deed,
by what we have done,
and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart, not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
We are truly sorry.
We humbly repent.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Have mercy on us and forgive us.
We may delight in your will, walk in your ways.
Glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Leah, you need to unmute to lead us in the song. Perfect.
The psalm for today is Psalm 130, found either on your morning prayer booklet or on page 784 in the Book of Common Prayer. Out of the dust have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears consider well the voice of my supplication.
If you, Lord, were to know what is done amiss,
O Lord,
who could stand?
For there is forgiveness with you.
Therefore you shall be feared.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits for him.
In his word is my hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning.
More than watchmen for the morning.
O Israel, wait for the Lord.
For with the Lord there is mercy.
With him there is plenteous redemption.
And he shall redeem Israel from all their sins.
Glory to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Please mute your microphones for the reading.
The reading is from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up, and all our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I invite you to mute if you wish and join together in saying Canticle 21, which is in your morning prayer booklet and on the long handout. You are God, we praise you.
We praise you.
You are the Lord, we acclaim
you.
You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with
your saints
to glory everlasting. I invite you to mute again for the reading and the hymn.
A reading from the book of Romans, chapter 8, starting at the 6th verse. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'll sing together the sequence hymn number 383, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his hair, with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent to Jesus a message, Lord, of whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, the illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Mary, loved Martha and her sister, and Lazarus, and having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed longer in the place where he was. And after this, he said to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews are just now trying to stone you, and you're going there again? Jesus answered, are not there 12 hours in a day of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light in this world. Those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them. Saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to waken him. Disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right. Jesus, however, speaking about his death, they thought he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I'm glad that he was not there, so that you may believe. Let us now go to him. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his old disciples, let us go, let us also go. We may die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. Many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again. Resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, they will live. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And she said to him, Lord, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, one coming into the world. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, teacher's here and is calling for you. And when she had heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus was had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews were with her in the house, consoling her. So Mary get up quickly and go out, and they followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came, they're also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. Where have you laid him? Said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he have opened the eyes of the blind man or kept this man from dying? Jesus again, greatly disturbed, came to the tomb, was his grave. Some was lying against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, there's already a stench because he's been dead 4 days. She said to her, did I not tell you that if you believe you would see the glory of God? So he took away the stone, and Jesus looked at her and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know that you are always hearing me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so they may believe that you sent me. I said this, he cried out a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, and his hands, his feet were bound in strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in cloth. He said to them, unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary, had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
To you, Lord Christ. I invite you to unmute if you wish and join together in saying Canticle 16, the Song of Zechariah, that can be found in your morning prayer booklet or on the long handout. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight.
All the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High.
You will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn on high shall break upon us. To shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet to the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to mute for the homily. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I brought in the garbage can on Tuesday morning, as usual, and as soon as I picked it up and started rolling it, I noticed that my hand was covered with mud. First thing I thought is it's a good reminder for all of us to wash our hands anytime we touch something outside our house. But the second thing it did was have me thinking about mud all week long. So I thought about last week, it was the story of the man born blind. And with the man born blind, Jesus took some dirt, spit on it, made mud, and put it on his eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And so thinking about mud having that healing property, well, who knows if mud has healing property or not. But then my thoughts continued along that line. And I thought about in the story of creation, how the earth was a formless void. And God then created the light and the dark, the night and the day. And then God separated the land from the waters. And when God did that, it gave life. And God created then Adam. And the name Adam literally means earth. He created Adam, us, humanity, out of the mud, out of the dust. Which then made me think about Ash Wednesday, when we say, remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. So as I continued thinking about that, I thought about the fields this time of year. And every year this time of year, I think about driving past the fields, and it looks like it's just muddy slop with rotting corn stalks in it. And I thought about last summer as I drove across the United States, and because of the flooding of the Mississippi, I drove for 1,000 miles at the end of June, when corn should be knee high, and it was just all mud fields. And it looks like it's dead, like there's absolutely nothing there. But what we know is that's when the earth is the most fertile. We know there's all sorts of nutrients and I don't know what they're called, all the little things within the earth, including earthworms, that are getting ready to make this incredible crop for us each year. I also thought about the several years that we lived across the street from a cabbage field, like huge, huge, huge acres of cabbage. And after the cabbage had been harvested throughout the winter, they froze and then they thawed, then they froze the leaves that were left on the ground. And I gotta tell you, the first few days that it was in the 60s, wow, the stink that comes from that. And you think nothing can grow in that. But then I also think about the great readings from Isaiah and from Jeremiah that talk about how we are the clay and God is the potter. God shapes us and molds us and makes us. So while I'm thinking about all this mud, then we come to the reading from Ezekiel today. And the Lord says to the prophet, I'm going to take you out here. And he sets him out in a valley and says, what do you see? And the prophet says, wow, I see bones and lots of bones, dry and brittle. And the Lord says to him, can these bones live? And the prophet says, oh Lord, you know. And the Lord says to him, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to grow up. Cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live and you shall know that I am. And I think of the great I am. I am the Lord. And so the Lord tells him to prophesy to the bones. And he hears this great rattling, and then any one of us who have ever sang that song as a child or as an adult, the hip bone connected to the leg bone connected to the knee bone connected to the foot bone or whatever, hear the name of the Lord. And so the prophet did that, heard it, and the sinews came on and the flesh came on, but they were just not alive. And the Lord tells him to prophesy to the breath. And he does. And the breath enters them. The Spirit of the Lord enters them and brings them to life. And the Lord says to him, oh, my people, I will put a spirit within you and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. He's talking to the people of Israel, who seemed to have been dead inside. Although they lived, they were dead inside. And I think about us in this time of most of us are staying at home most of the time. And that, for many people, has a lot of different feelings. Some people feel isolation. Some feel a sense of comfort being home. Some feel panicky. And there's all sorts of feelings. And during this time of isolation, many of us can wonder, What's next? Is there something next? What happens? It feels like we are those fallow fields that we're not sure if anything can come. And what we know is year after year after year, the fallow does become rich and alive. But not yet. Not yet. And so we come to the story also, the gospel story, which is familiar to all of us as well. We hear the story that Jesus was told that Lazarus, his dear friend, brother of Martha and Mary, is terminally ill. And it is said that he then waited 2 days to start the journey to go see Lazarus. And his disciples are saying, what's going on here? And as he approaches the village, Martha runs out to meet him. And she says, Lord, I know that if you had been here, he would live. He would have lived. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. And Jesus says to Martha, your brother will live. And Martha says back to him, I know that in the resurrection, he will be raised on the last day. And Jesus responds, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, they will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And I'm struck by a couple of things right there. One of them, Martha approaches him first. And if you remember that story of Mary and Martha cooking dinner, Martha's cooking, Mary's sitting at Jesus' feet. Martha's saying, make her help me, Jesus. And Jesus says, Mary has chosen the better way. This is Martha now who has that faith. Martha runs out to meet him first. Martha says, I know that in the last he will be raised. And then Jesus says, do you believe? I am the resurrection. I am the life. We all know the rest of the story. Jesus continues on. Mary says the same things to him. He goes to the tomb. Lazarus has been in the tomb 4 days. Jesus stops and gives thanks to God for being witness to this amazing thing that's about to happen. He says, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus comes out of the tomb. Jesus says, unbind him. What I'm struck about most in that story is where Jesus says, I am resurrection. Jesus is the life. These stories are about how Jesus brings new life to situations which look utterly hopeless. The last couple of weeks, I don't know about you, but I've been missing the Eucharist. It's been 3 weeks now that we haven't had the Eucharist, and who knows how much longer. But what I also have been thinking about is during the season of Lent, what I say to you when I offer the gifts of God for the people of God, remember that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts with faith, by faith with thanksgiving. Feed on him in your hearts. We know that Jesus lives in our hearts. We know that he is still with us, even though it seems like nothing's happening, even though it seems like these fields are fallow. During the season of Lent, we continue in prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and if there was ever a time for prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, right now is the time. The bishop calls the lack of the Eucharist a time of fasting. A friend of mine, and it's been on Facebook, says, this is the lentiest Lent I've ever lentened. And it is, it's fasting from the actual Eucharist, but not fasting from Jesus. Not fasting from the fact that Jesus is the life. Not fasting from the fact that life continues, regardless of what it looks like right now. Jesus said to Martha and Mary and to us, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to hold a moment of silence. And I invite you to unmute if you wish and join together in saying the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose
again.
He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Leah, you need to unmute to lead the next part. I'll unmute you, okay? Nope, I can't unmute her. There you go.
The Lord be with you.
And also
with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may be surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that you people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. I invite you to mute as we join together singing the anthem, Great Are You, Lord, followed by the doxology.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out your praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, you are life, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
Prayers of the People is Form 6, found in the Book of Common Prayer, page 392.
And you may unmute for the prayers.
Prayers of the People is Form 6.
Go ahead, Leah.
Either found in the Book of Common Prayer, Comma Prayer, page 392. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors.
And for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
The peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, and for Lynn and Gary, and all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God and His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We remember today Marietta and Jim. Baby Elijah and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Bill, Wendell, James, Mike S., John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Mario, Charlie, Raymond, Jamie, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, our ambulance and firefighters, first responders, community leaders, and the school district.
For Ellen and her family.
For Grace.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
For this opportunity to worship together. For all who are working in hospitals and care facilities.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. For all who have given their life to protect others from this virus. We will exalt you, God. O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you. And we'll say together the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies. We, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ. For the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I invite you to mute for our final hymn, Come Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove.
Thank you.
Just a couple of brief announcements. It looks like we are not going to be able to meet together face-to-face in the building until May 10th. So I will be sending out another packet of worship materials, probably not next week, but the week after that. I think that's all I have. Does anybody else have an announcement? Hearing none, Gary, will you do the dismissal?
Let us go in peace, beloved, through the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.